From Spark and Anvil and DigQuest. This is Void, in Chapter 1 of the DigQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Void perched on a low branch above a finished dig, her round eyes half-closed, listening to what the ground didn't say. Sheila's a small owl, soft gray and quiet, and instead of a trowel, she carried a slim notebook where she wrote down, as carefully as any find, the things that were absent. A young stoat scampered up, breathless. "The dig's all done, and we found no weapons anywhere, so these were peaceful people who never fought, right? Write it down." "Slow down," Void said gently, opening one eye. "We found no weapons, that's true. But a missing thing can mean three different things, and I mustn't grab the first." She lifted a claw and counted them off. "One, maybe they truly had no weapons. Peaceful, like you say. 2, maybe they had plenty, but weapons were made of wood or leather, which rot away to nothing in the ground, so of course we found none. 3, maybe their weapons are buried in the part of the site we simply haven't dug." She closed her eye again. "3 very different stories, and the empty ground looks exactly the same for all of them. So I write down no weapons found, a true fact, and I do not write these people were peaceful, not yet, not until I know which silence I'm hearing." Void had grown up in a family of night watchers who guarded the sleeping village by listening. "A silence in the dark," her father taught her from their high roost, "is not one thing." Young Void once heard the frogs by the pond go suddenly quiet and cried, "A fox, something's hunting." Her father stilled her with a wing. "Maybe." Or a heron landed, or a cloud crossed the moon and they simply hushed, or the wind shifted and we can't hear them from here. They waited, listening, and it was only a heron. "A silence can be danger, or nothing, or just too far to hear," her father said. "The night watcher who shouts fox at every quiet frog wakes the whole village for nothing and is not believed when the fox is real." Void never forgot it. Absence is a question, never yet an answer. Void carried that patience to the digs. When an empty square tempted her to a quick, exciting conclusion, she made herself ask, "Didn't have, didn't survive, or didn't dig there?" When Void was grown, she flew the long way to DigQuest and lit on a post beside Trowel, who ran the digs and asked her one question. "What does it mean when you find nothing?" Void blinked her round eyes. "It means one of three things," she said, "and I don't yet know which. Maybe it wasn't there. Maybe it didn't survive. Maybe I haven't dug where it lies. A gap is a question. I write down the absence, but I don't turn it into a fact until I know which silence it is." Trowel dipped her head slowly. "Then you'll keep us honest," she said, "about the things we cannot see." At a dig, a young mole named Burr came rushing up with a grand idea. "There's no writing anywhere on this whole site, so these people couldn't write. They had no language. They were simple." "Careful," said Void, ruffling her feathers. "Let's walk the three doors before we run through one." She counted on her claws. 1, maybe they truly didn't write. But 2, maybe they wrote on bark or leaves or cloth or in the sand, none of which lasts 1,000 years in the ground. Or 3, maybe they wrote on stone or clay, and it's sitting in the half of the site we haven't touched. She fixed Burr with a kind round stare. "No writing found is honest. They couldn't write leaps over 2 whole doors you never checked, and it's a harsh thing to say about people who can't answer back. Absence of proof isn't proof of absence." Burr's ears sank, then rose. "So I write down what's missing," he said slowly. "But I don't decide what the missing means?" "Not until you've ruled out the other doors," said Void. "The quickest wrong answer is the one that fills a silence with a story."
That evening, Void sat alone above the quiet dig, her notebook open to a page of careful absences. No weapons, no writing, no fine jewelry. Each one written plainly. None of them turned into a claim. She smoothed the page with one soft feather. A calm, clear steadiness settled through her chest. Not the thrill of a bold conclusion, but the deeper ease of not having grabbed one too soon. She had heard the silences and left them as questions, honest and open, until the ground could say more. Her breath came slow and even. "That feeling," she murmured into the dusk, "is why I sit with what's missing instead of filling it. What isn't there can mean three things. Absence is a question, never yet an answer."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Void. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.